please, Maharaja, that is very wonderful. Yeah. Simple heart is a very, very, very wonderful picture, Maharaja. Actually, we have an idea of hearing. Of course, in all Srimad Bhagavatam stresses on Shravana. But this has been very powerfully presented today by you, Maharaja. It's really something unique. And one of the great points you brought up was that somehow or other, even if you are trying very hard to listen, very properly also, somehow or other, some kind of resistance is building up at the base of your heart. Although even you are trying hard to get rid of it. So, really how to get rid of that small bit of resistance which is preventing you from listening very properly.
The resistance is very powerful within us. And we should not underestimate this resistance. Because our subconscious mind is full of samskaras. We don't understand how much samskaras are there, how much stuff is there in our subconsciousness. And this subconsciousness, despite of our conscious decision to become a devotee, is trying to change our life again to mold our life in the same way as we used to be. What is samskaras? Samskaras is basically our habits. We are used to live in a certain way. We are used to, you know, relate to this world in a certain way. And we kind of know how to live. And this is our subconscious personality. And this personality creates a powerful resistance. All our habits, all our, you know, superstitions, all our prejudices, it's all there within our subconscious mind. And the conscious mind is the very tip of the iceberg. On our conscious mind, we can have a resolve. I want to be devotee. We may understand theoretically that this is the way, the best way to live, that this is the best way to live the life, and this is the most proper way to live the life. But still, resistance will be there in the form of doubts, in the form of all kinds of reasoning that, you know, I cannot do this. No, this is not for me. You know, oh no, you know, I have so many other things. No, this is the resistance manifests in a very subtle way sometimes. It's not only resistance to hear, it's resistance to change anything substantially in my life. So many reasons are there for this. You know, I have to do this and I have my plans and, you know, after all, I'm not a yogi, you know, and this and that. And, you know, and when I will retire, then I will have more time for this. And so many nonsense is there. You know, like I remember when I was in the very beginning of spiritual life, I was reading Prabhupada's books, and I remember my mind was generating doubt after doubt after doubt after doubt after doubt. Every statement of Prabhupada, you know, I was trying to argue within myself. And this torture went on for 2 years in a row. You know, after 2 years, you know, at one point, I noticed that my mind became very calm and peaceful. And I asked my mind, why are you not arguing anymore? And the mind said, I don't have any arguments anymore. It's gone. That's it. I'm defeated. So, this resistance is there. But the way to overcome this resistance, there is only one way to overcome the resistance. There is only one way to overcome the resistance. Is again to hear. Because when we hear, we activate our conscious mind, and our conscious mind is more or less eradicating all the doubts from the subconsciousness which are coming, which are generating. So what we have to hear? We have to hear from Srila Prabhupada or from proper source, especially from Srila Prabhupada. And if we hear from Srila Prabhupada, ultimately the resistance will become less and less and less. We will be trying unwillingly to cooperate with Srila Prabhupada. Actually, Srila Prabhupada has a beautiful expression in one of his books and lectures. He said, our unreasonable unwillingness to surrender to God. This is the resistance. The resistance, the source, the root cause of the resistance within is this unreasonable unwillingness to surrender to God. And this is very deep. This is extremely deep. We don't want to surrender to God. So how to overcome this unreasonable unwillingness? Through the reason. This is the only way, through activating our conscious mind or intelligence, buddhi. And the books are there for this. Books are this powerful weapon against this unreasonable unwillingness, because it disarms us. When we read Prabhupada's books, we feel that, you know, I'm disarmed. I don't have anything to say. I still don't want to surrender, but I know that this is foolish. Before, I didn't want to surrender, but I knew that this is good. I thought it was good. I thought it was proper. I thought this is how human beings should be. But when I read Prabhupada's books, I understand. I don't want to surrender to God, but I know that this is the most foolish thing which is there. So in this way, resistance becomes less. So this is how you can. This is the only way to overcome the resistance.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
As common man, he was just talking to us that, you know, we should hear a lot and understand what's going on.
Yes.
Things like that. So me, not being a yogi, and not understanding knowledge, so I would like to know, whom should we listen to? Who has knowledge? Because the person who has knowledge says that he doesn't have knowledge. So I'm in dilemma right now. What am I supposed to do now as a common man?
See, therefore Krishna gives the basic characteristics of knowledge, how you can recognize who has the knowledge. He has Amanitvam, Adandhitvam, Ahimsak, Shantir, Arjavam. And he gives a very interesting characteristics of knowledge. It's the qualities of the person. Amanitvam, first quality is Aman, you're not proud, you're humble. It means you don't have man, you don't have this, you know, you don't think about yourself too much. Basically, humility means you don't think about yourself, you think about God. This is humility. And adambitvam means you're not trying to cheat, or you're not trying to gain anything for yourself from speaking. Because there are some speakers who can, you know, put up a beautiful show of speaking, but, you know, they will only speak if you give some paisa to them. Or they will speak so much, you know, so beautiful. So this is adambitvam means you're not proud also of you being, you know, sadhu or whatever. You're not trying to earn money from speaking. And then ahimsa, you should not create violence. And not creating violence is a very important also quality, or not inflicting violence upon others. It means when somebody speaks, there are some people who speak and you feel that they're kind of pushing you into something which you don't want. When somebody speaks, as far as the recognition of this quality of nonviolence is concerned, you know, he has to speak in such a way as to create in you desire to think for yourself also. This is nonviolence in speech. Because some people, they're powerful speakers, but they want to force you to do something which they want you to do. But the real speaker has to speak in such a way as to create within yourself the desire to do this. You know, not to force you to do something. Ahimsa, Shantir, Sankhya means tolerance, Arjava means simplicity. It has to be very straightforward and simple. So this is basic characteristics of knowledge. And of course, person who speaks, if he speaks, I know, you know, please listen to me, that doesn't, it's not a very good beginning, as you said. But, you know, as human beings, we have this basic ability to recognize these qualities. Simplicity and humility and, you know, selflessness. This is knowledge. And if somebody has these characteristics, and of course, among all these characteristics, Krishna gives 19 different characteristics in these verses of this chapter. But Prabhupada explains that the most important is bhakti, or ekantika bhakti, and one-pointed devotion to the Supreme Lord. If this devotion is there, this is the most important characteristic. If somebody has devoted his life to God, that's good enough.
Thank you.
Thank you for asking.